Now I'm going to demonstrate the modifications to the TR-808 that I've done for the sound of the hand clap and of the cymbal. In another recording, we'll explore putting signals into these circuits to get different sounds. That'll be in a separate thing. Now here's our hand clap on the unmodified machine. The first one is at full accent. Is it? Yep, the first one's full accent and the other ones are not. Hand clap in general doesn't respond all that much to the accent. you can hear a difference there, but that's not as much as the average drum sound, because that is full accent on that first one. Okay, so that's our original sound. It's pretty much like any TR-808 sounds. Okay, now I'll get our other machine going, the modified machine. Okay, that's probably about the same. So that's a modified machine with settings that I think make it about normal. Let's just switch back to the other one. Okay, normal one. Modified machine. Okay. Now, the controls, well, there are several controls. The simplest one gets rid of what I call the reverb part of the hand clap. There's two parts to the reverb sound, to the hand clap sound. Firstly, there's one I've just turned off, which goes like that. Just has a white noise going into a gating circuit and a filter, and it does an exponential decay, and it sounds a bit like a reverb. And we can switch that off with the toggle switch and get this. Now you can hear quite a difference here, actually, between the fully accented note and the ones that are not. I'm going to leave the hand clap reverb off now because we can listen more clearly to the other part. The hand clap depends on the noise level, so let's turn the noise level right down. It's not a great deal lower, but it's a bit lower than normal. Now let's turn it up to what I think is about normal. I have to say exactly where normal is. Now if I turn it up more, we'll get a gutsier, deeper, louder, and harder. Much harder on the ears, clap sound. Now I'm turning up the noise level to 3 o'clock, so it's getting pretty loud. And when I turn it clockwise, that's about 3:30, 4 o'clock. That's really the hand clap sound is quite different. That's probably normal. I'm playing with the volume control here too. It's really quite unpleasantly loud. Could be clipping somewhere. But it's not just the volume, the tonality of it's changed as well. Now what's a good thing to do is to back off. Let's just go back to normal level, normal noise level, and play with the hand clap density control. It's currently about 12 o'clock, which is roughly about normal. There it is, anti-clockwise. So you get virtually nothing, especially with this noise level. I'm going to make it 9 o'clock, we get a bit of action. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, starts to sound normal. 1 o'clock, a bit much. Now it's just turning into a single blast of gated white noise rather than a series of little separately gated ones. The beauty of the 808, of course, is genuine random white noise that's coming out of a noisy transistor here. And there's a gating circuit which puts out, I think it's 4 or 5 little pulses, and each pulse is different because at the time that the pulse occurs, the noise is different, and no two hand claps will ever sound the same. Now you could sample one of these and play it in the sampler, and it would just sound like rat, 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 rat. Your ears would tell you, we heard that hand clap before. No one's ever heard that hand clap before, or that one, or that one. They're all different. Here I've got the density around about 3 o'clock, and it's just fusing into one big blast of stuff that doesn't really sound like a hand clap. If I turn it fully clockwise, it'll be pretty nasty, so watch out. Okay. Now that's the normal noise level. What I think is particularly good about this is to back the density off a little bit and crank up the noise. So here we've got what sounds like a fairly polite little hand clap sound. I'm going to crank up the volume a little bit here. Not a bad little sound. And totally appropriate for certain things. But if we crank up the noise to about 2 o'clock, let's say 3 o'clock, then we get these really, really, really gutsy things. If we turn the density down a bit, so the density is now 10 o'clock, and I'm going to turn up the noise. Now we're getting some interesting stuff. Now each one of those sounds is different from the last, but these are great sounds. Now if we turn on the reverb at this point, so-called reverb, we'll get all sorts of stuff. Probably not that useful, so you might want to do that separately or mix it in another time or whatever, because the level's so high. But this is really gutsy sound. And of course, we're doing it completely dry here. By the time you EQ it or whack it into some reverb or plug it into someone's guitar amp and stick a mic in front of it or something like that, and get some color and action going, it's really, really, really gutsy sound. So you can do pretty splattered kind of stuff here. When you turn up the density and the noise, you'll just get this faster noise. Probably wouldn't make any great claims about it. Now I've turned the volume right down now to protect our ears. The volume is now about 9 o'clock, because that's so ridiculously loud. That's a full noise level, full density, and it's this great big blast of noise. You turn on the reverb. That doesn't sound like the average anymore. Anyway, let's go back to something a bit more useful. So this is pretty cool. Pretty gutsy stuff. Okay. We'll just switch back to the ordinary machine. And that exact setting can be made to work on the modified machine. Let me try and get it. It's a normal machine. A modified machine. Normal. Modified. Sounds pretty close to me.